Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming News and Agriculture. Well, stand by because we're going to get a wrap up of the budget session from the Wyoming legislators and Wyoming Farm Bureau's Brett Moline.
Join the University of Wyoming for the Ranching in the West seminar series, March 18th at Gillette College. This series offers hands-on education, peer-to-peer learning, and industry networking for college students and ranchers from across the state. The second session in the series, Energy Innovations, takes place March 18th at Gillette College. This session will explore the influence of energy innovations. If you can't make it in person, sessions will also be available virtually. To register for the Ranching in the West series, search UW on Eventbrite.
Seems like the weather is always top of mind. First thing we ask about when we get together, and often our last prayer at night. But do you ever get beyond the weather with your neighbor? Ask how they're really doing? We can't control the weather, but we can help each other weather the storm. Mental wellness isn't something we're used to talking about, but it's more important than any forecast. If you know someone that needs a hand dealing with farm stress, head over to beyondtheweather.com. That's beyondtheweather.com.
Agriculture has been an integral part of every Wyoming community since statehood. For the last century, the Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation has advocated for farmers and ranchers. We are a grassroots membership organization that unites as one voice because we care about your future. Farm Bureau believes in constitutional government, the competitive enterprise system, property rights, and individual freedom. Strengthen your future by joining or renewing your membership today. Agriculture, keeping Wyoming strong.
The Wyoming legislators officially wrapped up their budget session and adjourned last Friday. Brett Moline, Wyoming Farm Bureau Federation Governmental Affairs Director, told us the session included several tax relief bills, including one that caps property valuation at 4%.
We're excited that we're going to maybe get some relief. One bill that will go on for perpetuity is they cap the increase in valuation at 4%. That means that we won't have these monstrous 25, 30, 40, 50% increases. It'll be capped at 4% a year. So that's kind of exciting. That'll help out the taxpayers for some planning, what's going to go on.
Another bill that is now at the governor's desk is a rebate bill for Wyoming residents over 65 years old who have paid their dues.
Kind of disappointed to have a two-year sunset date on them, but they will, like for an example, somebody that's paid property tax for 25 years and they're 65 and older, they'll get a rebate back from the state. The reason that they held that for 2 years is we need to see how the Wyoming economy does, because the counties and cities and other taxing entities like education, weed and pest, libraries, etc., the legislature wanted to make sure that they were held whole, so we'll revisit that in 2 years.
Moline also mentioned with the legislators heading home, there's no chance of a rebuttal if Governor Gordon decides he wants to veto a bill.
The bad thing about them finishing it on Friday and then the legislature clocked out, they'll have no chance to override anything that Governor Gordon vetoes. Of course, all these bills I'm talking about, they're still sitting on the governor's desk. He hasn't signed them. He has until the 23rd of March to be able to sign them, veto them, or let them go into law without his signature.
Looking ahead, Moline said we'll find out on April 1st what the legislators will be looking at over the summer and the interim, which could very likely include property taxes and much more.
And hopefully they'll delve a little wider than just residential and get some commercial and industrial and agricultural tax relief as well.
Well, that's going to do it for today's Wyoming News and Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.